Welcome to Dímelo Columbus, a site that features new Latina, Latino, and Latinx voices from Columbus, Ohio, each week. Orlando Ruiz and I met on Ohio State's campus at the library on 18th Avenue. It's been a while since Ruiz graduated from The Ohio State University with his degree in security and intelligence. I'll let him fill you in on growing up in the Columbus area and sticking around.
My name is Orlando Ruiz, and currently I work for the Department of Homeland Security for the TSA. I was born in Miami Beach, Florida, but I grew up the last 26 years in Reynoldsburg, Ohio, which is a suburb on the east side of Columbus.
What about your parents? Like, why did they move?
They are kick-ass because they left Nicaragua from the 80s when there was a revolution going on. And then they had my brother in Miami, stayed there for a little bit, and then my mom finished school at FIU and got a job in Columbus, so that's why we moved.
What was her job in?
Software engineering.
Whoa.
So she used to work for, AT&T, I think, at first? And then they changed to Lucent, and, you know, technology is always changing, so she's been jumping around working for software companies.
That's really awesome. Did she influence your kind of path in studies and or anything like that? Do you feel like you're
both parents?
Yeah.
My dad teaches at the Newark branch, biology. So definitely from both sides, my parents are very academically inclined and pushed for that for sure.
That was a really important part then growing up is your education.
Yeah, they forced me to go to Catholic school. None wrong with that, but I did some years in private or some years in a public school at Reynoldsburg, and then my high school was at Bishop Hartley in Columbus, so got to see both worlds, and I don't know if it helped me out at the end or not, because at the end of the day I did show up to OSU regardless of where I was gonna go. So
was OSU like an end goal too? Were you excited to,
yeah,
to be here?
Like I said, my dad teaches there, my brother graduated from here too, so I was going to be a Buckeye no matter what. Yeah, no matter what.
You were resigned to be a Buckeye, right?
For sure.
That's awesome. And then when you got here, how did you decide to kind of, you said your parents both influenced it, but when did you finally decide to study what you studied? And maybe let's talk a little bit about that too.
Spanish culture, actually. So one of my friends from high school, he was coming here too, and he told me, because I was floating around, after I didn't quite do so well in engineering classes, so I was looking for something else to do. And one of my friends from high school, he was taking security and intelligence as a minor. So he told me about it, and he was like, you might like these classes. I took the classes, weapons of mass destruction, and really liked it, did really well in the class. So it just kind of blossomed into my bachelor's program. So.
Oh, that's awesome. So one class sort of inspired you.
Yeah, I had a good teacher, Jeffrey Lewis. He actually had three classes I've taken from him. So definitely helped. From my position, I don't need a degree, but I did take the job because it is, you know, entry level with the government. Figured it, at least the very beginning of my career, I need some type of experience or whatever in the field. It's not what I want to do, not at all, but everybody's got to start somewhere, so I try to be nice to everybody because then it rubs off on them and they know they're a little bit more relaxed. Because people get, you know, freaked out. It's probably not even a big deal of what we're looking for, like, could be a water bottle in there, like, it's just rules are rules, so like we have to screen it a certain way. The position itself does serve its purpose, but no, I definitely need out.
Yeah. And what would the dream position be for you?
Director of any one of these branches. If we want to talk the highest level, I don't really mind either one of the I call them the alphabet agencies, like FBI, CIA, NSA, like, just I want to get to the top of any one of them.